that's why I get along with most folks, because I had the bejesus scared out of me. Yes. Incoming rounds. The crack of a bullet as it passes by your ear, knowing an inch to the left in your body. I learned tolerance back in the days when the name on my uniform said Grease Manelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fuhrer. Flying tree 1967. We were doing what we always did, rake in the woods with fire. A sniper had taken a pot shot at us, and so we all just stood there, unloading magazine after magazine into the undergrowth. Chopping down the foliage like some sort of weed whacker from hell. The man with grim determination etched across their faces. Listen. One round after another. Till finally I said, cease firing! Cease firing, damn your eyes! This is no good. This is stupid. It's a waste of ammunition. Just then the guy with the radio came running over. Sergeant Fuhrer, got a message from you from headquarters. I said, well, don't make me pry it out of you. What is it? He unfolded the paper and said, sir, the message reads, you are without a doubt the most idiotic, disobedient, lame-brained, lying, foul-mouthed man ever to serve in the United States Marine Corps. I looked at him. I said, well, don't just stand there. Have that message decoded at once. Now get out of my face. I said, men, they fire a shot. We empty 1,000 round into the woods. Nothing ever happens. This is stupid. I think I had to challenge their commanding officer to a battle. We'll settle it once and for all. Fortunately, I was fluent in Vietnamese. So I said there, I said, attention! I translated for the men's benefit. It is ridiculous for us both to be firing at each other in the darkness when we can't see a damn thing. But the man who better serve us to fight man to man. Rather than kill innocent men, I, as the representative of my unit, and you, as the representative of your unit, should meet in the center and duke it out till the death. Just then I heard a voice from other side saying,
you don't have to speak that way to me. My name is Commander Zinn, and I was educated at Harvard Medical School. I am here to serve my people. I gladly fight you. What is your weapon of choice? I was the Golden Gloves in Harvard. I'm also a captain of the judo team. I'm trained in kickboxing or the use of blades. Bayonet to bayonet or hand to hand?
I started thinking to myself, holy Jesus, what have I gotten into here?
Maybe we don't really want to sully ourselves by being so low as to grapple in the mud like common animals.
The men were all yelling, kick his ass, Sarge, you can do it, kick his ass! I'm thinking, ah.
All right, I'm stepping into the clearing. You do the same simultaneously. Men, cease fire!
So we stumbled into the clearing, just me and Zinn. I was expecting the usual VC we'd dealt with. About 5'3", 80 pounds. This guy steps out, he's 6'4", about 230. Looks like all he did is pump iron every minute of the day. Pump iron and eat steak. Pump iron and eat. The guy was huge. He looked at me, I looked at him. I said, well, there are no rules in a fight. He said, no rules.
Just what I wanted to hear, and he jumped up and kicked me right in the chin. It was horrible. I went over backwards, and then he was all over me. Blows to my belly. I was vomiting. The men were shouting, Zod, start fighting! I'm like, start fighting. He hit me again and again. Roundhouse kicks, roundhouse kicks. And he was shouting to his men. Translated, that means, I will now show you a move we learned in school called the pretzel. Hey, grab my arm.
arms and legs, and he flipped me and dipped me and banged my head into the ground. I thought I was a goner. I could hear vertebrae cracking. I could hear my neck popping. My knee joints were popping. He had me up like a pretzel. And then, as I was about to pass out from the pain, God came to me. I say God because at the last second before I passed out, I saw this set of doodads come swinging in front of my face. I bit down on those doodads as hard as I could. He went flying off of me over backwards into the ground there. And then I got on top of him and choked the life out of him with my bare hands. He was lying there and I put my thumbs in his Adam's apple and I choked. And then I got up and snap, hit his neck. I turned to his men in the bushes, and I said, which is the same in both languages. And then I walked back to my men. They said, gee, Sarge, we were worried about you. When he got you all tangled up like that, we thought for sure he was going to kill you. I said, well, you'd be surprised how much strength you can muster when you bite your own doodads.